up your mobile. Happy Friday.
Friday Eve to you, Ken.
Late this morning.
Down here next to your place.
Just sounded like you were a little bit scratchy, like you were just coming down the mountain.
Mr. Spinks, just up the road from me. Neon sign interfering. Sign, whichever it is.
Today, isn't it?
And I'm already feeling it.
And you wake up and you're already tired, right?
Been all week for some reason. I don't know what it is.
It's probably going to be raining on you when you head back up the mountain tonight.
Yeah, I've seen that. I hope not, but it is what it is. And nothing I can do about it.
It always starts raining before the weekend.
It'll be nice Saturday, isn't it?
Saturday and Sunday should be pretty nice.
Did I have a good evening last night?
Not too bad. We had a good dinner and then we watched that show, The Mandalorian. So the new episode came on last night. So we watched that. I'm kind of halfway working a puzzle there in the kitchen.
Watching The Mandalorian. I'm probably trying to watch it this weekend.
Up to. We watched last night's episode. That was pretty interesting.
Here in just a minute, I'm going to stop this morning, grab me some caffeine, get woke up.
I'll still be here. KN4 KFW.
I'll be clear for a moment. People are out here this time of morning now.
Get a QT, right?
I think everybody waits to go to the QT when they leave the house now.
Haven't been in one in 2 months.
Don't stop that much. Every now and then.
They need to go in any of them.
Time, there's not much convenient about them, that's for sure.
They're driving, it's hard to get in and out.
Well, these places don't think about a vehicle this size at all. The skid's still back up and running last night.
You got a chance to use it, any?
Changing some hoses. All I got left now is pressure washing everything, getting it cleaned up, and bolting the cab back down. I got to tilt the cab when I clean it, so I didn't do that.
The maintenance process on it then?
Might as well. Got all the hydraulic oil in there and get it cleaned out before you go using it, so don't just pack dirt in there like a brick.
Yeah, they attract the dirt, right?
I can't figure out why, though.
I was first working construction. They had those. They had the big round rubber tires. Now you don't hardly ever see that much anymore.
Tracks are so much more stable. You don't see many with tires on them unless they're going to be staying on the asphalt.
The yard work this weekend if it ain't raining.
The same here. I need to get caught up on it. I hadn't done any this spring.
Overtaking where I had all those trees cut down. I need to get all that squared away.
So, I guess we got to do what we got to do. Then clear to the repair.
You're not.
Because if I pull up just a little bit too much here where I'm at, it gets real scratchy on my end. So, I have to... I mean, it's like a 6-inch difference.
Get that red light down there by the Zaxby's. You know, like when we were talking, when I was stopped there, normally I have, like, on the repeater, you know, 10 or 12 little dots. I had like two little dots.
Matt, I'm in the open other than the building in front of me, which shouldn't interfere with where the repeater's coming from because the repeater's to my east and the building's to my north. Or, well, not now, but anyway, it's too early.
There's something doing a little bit of interference. I've done it. You know, like, I don't know how often you stop at that red light up there by the Red Lobster, but boy, that's a dead zone.
I do there is dead as all get out.
I had to go all the way to Fountain Inn to pick up something.
It's from where you're at, isn't it?
No way. I had to go all the way down to 385 and then go down to 385 to, I don't know, I think it's exit 24.
A traffic problem out there yesterday afternoon. You didn't get caught in any of it, did you?
Heavy traffic, but it was all moving really fast, everybody being stupid.
Last night on the way home, there were the usual suspects there at Area 54.
It's a bad area. And there was a guy, he had to, when he got off of work last night, he was had to head to the hospital down in Greenville. It's like, man, that's going to suck.
I'm glad I don't have to do is get on 85. That is just not something I'd want to do on a regular basis.
Had excitement at the Greer Walmart last night. Somebody called in a bomb threat.
Down there across from Dick Brooks, Honda.
Yep.
Walmart one time since I've been doing this, and that was enough for me.
It's amazing how they're all different. The best one is over there on Pelham and the interstate.
You're about it.
Seems like they cater to the clientele that's around in their area.
Maybe a more profitable store, I guess. I listened to radio this morning, Walmart shutting down, I think it was 4 stores out of the 8 in Chicago.
You know, a lot of places been leaving up there at Portland, I saw.
Shut down all of them in Portland, if I remember correctly.
And Food's closed their store they just opened in San Francisco.
Heard that. And they put like 19 years into building that facility or something there, getting it from the time concept to it got built. That's crazy. That's a lot of time and money.
Companies think about what communities they put stores in now.
Does it bring the other stuff around closer to where you're at if you're not living in those places?
Enjoying that sleep this morning.
He was going in today, didn't he? Or was it he was going to not go in today and go in tomorrow? I can't remember.
I went in taking a 4-day weekend again. And today's is Friday.
Head in here next 20, 30 minutes in.
We're out chasing all them squirrels around.
Way in yesterday, the guy that was supposed to do the video stuff for them to train off of the videos they were supposed to watch called and said he wouldn't come, and so now he had to go figure out how to do that.
Gotta love it.
I don't know if you know it or not. Maybe you can answer the question. I've heard it a couple times, but I haven't been able to get the gist of it because all I've heard is the headline and missed the rest of it. What did the Fed say about charging a cell phone?
Name was to not to be plugging it into places like there's free charging stations and stuff, or like at a motel usually they have the USB ports already built in, but somehow people load malware onto it. And I saw where they did a demo, the guy on the news gave the guy his phone, they plugged it up just into a USB to charge it, and in a matter of minutes he had every bit of information that was on his phone, every text, every bank account number, everything. He could even tell the phone to take a picture and send it to him.
Easy anymore. You can't do anything without somebody stealing something.
Too easy. I mean, it used to, you had to go over, break into somebody's place, break into the filing cabinet, search through the paperwork and find what you're looking for. Now you just got to do it over the computer. It said if you're going to go someplace, bring your own little block to plug into the wall and charge it that way. Or they make a little, looks like a USB stick and that, but what it does is it blocks all the data and everything and only allows it to charge.
That's where you get using a USB cable that does everything instead of just charging, I guess. Well, I don't know. But I don't know. When I go places like that, I take my own battery bank and I don't have to worry about it.
You too, but I have plugged it in like at the motel. And that, but so I guess I better stop doing that and everything, because they just make it too easy to get any information, and now you want to go everything digital. It's like, really? That's an important issue.
That's like sometimes when I'm having cell service issues, guys are like, oh, you can just jump on our Wi-Fi and this, that, or the other. I'm like, nah, I'm sorry, but I'll pass. My computer that I use for work, it only goes on my hotspot or my home Wi-Fi. Either that or it doesn't get used. That way, I don't have to worry about somebody else getting into my system. At least I'm limiting what they can get at access points. Anyway, because, I mean, I've got a lot of personal information for people on there.
It's for sure that you got to be careful in everything that you do on that. But it was just amazing that while they were standing there, he just did a couple of keystrokes, and the news guy's phone took a picture and sent it to him.
Do that with Bluetooth also, or if you keep your Wi-Fi on your phone, they can have access to it that way too. So they're going to get you one way or another.
Attempt to crack down on any of that or anything. You just, did away with, terminated some of those people. Other people would think twice about it.
Thing, there's definitely no consequences for your actions anymore unless you're saying something against the ruling party.
Or if you just say anything that sounds out of line, they lock you up.
KO4CF.
KO4HKX.
Man, he finally woke up. Good morning, KN4CFW. Well, I figured you'd be early on this Friday.
I wish I could have stayed in bed a little longer, but I figured I had to go in at some point, so might as well get up and start now.
You're never right.
And y'all see what kind of in the conversation that y'all were talking about where the certain keywords like Redfield and whatnot put you on a FBI watch list, basically.
Yeah, I saw that.
And words, what was one of them, like LARPing and Redfield, and there were a couple other ones, and that kind of points towards an extremist view. So it might trigger the FBI to check into you a little bit more.
For HGX, let me see if I got this. You said Redfield, correct?
Field, kind of like Neo in the Matrix.
What does that have to do with anything?
A keyword that is used to say that, somebody's been red-pilled, so, they're now conscious of whatever the government might be doing, or who knows. I don't know. I've never used it in a sentence besides saying, yeah, the Matrix is pretty cool, But other than that, that was it.
Yeah, there was some other word too that was a real common word, but they tried to put a swing on it.
About the red pill on the radio yesterday or the day before, but I missed the first part of it. I didn't realize what it was for.
That they look for that could lead into something. But there were several words, and I think Ken's right. There, you know, some of them are common, and some of them like red field or LARPing or whatever that is, and there was a couple more.
But this slang is, I still talk in complete sentences.
Cause you to do that.
Messages I get from these guys here, I have to send back, what does this mean?
Call the hip slang anymore.
The letters, like you're supposed to know what it is.
It has. I mean, you get a, it looks like just a string of letters and don't make no sense, and all it is like the first two letters of each word, and I'm like, I'm supposed to figure out what you're thinking from this? I don't think so.
My youngest son, he had one of his friends that was giving him a hard time. Somebody he just plays games with, he doesn't really know him, and was giving him a hard time for leaving his messages unread. And I'm like, well, what's the big deal? I don't understand. I mean, you check it whenever you check it. But I guess this is a thing where, you know, it'd be one thing if you're texting your wife or parent or whatever, you need to know that they got it. But this is just somebody just randomly, and he's just getting all pissy because he didn't answer his text message. I'm like, what is wrong with y'all nowadays?
In the era I grew up in,
getting curses and they can't read it.
I mean, I think I've got a few associates that don't know how to write in cursive. They don't sign their name.
I mean, I deal with a couple that cannot read and write at all. They just put an X.
Because I'm just glad to know how to, or mechanically inclined.
Reading service manuals on how to do something.
And you had to count out so many parts and put them in a box. And there was a lady that, she was a dedicated employee. Man, she could get to 40 almost every single time, and she couldn't count a lick.
Skills that don't mean anything. Recursive and reading and writing and arithmetic. Now, those are not important anymore.
To be honest, one of them was, he was older than I am. And I was just like, how do you get to this point in your life where you can't do that?
Hey, you guys doubled.
Go ahead, Patrick. I doubled on the first part.
Oh, sorry. I had a guy that's a little older than I am that he can't read and write. And I just don't understand how you can get to that point in the era we grew up in and still not be able to do that.
I really don't. I mean, nowadays, I ain't gonna say it's understandable, but the way they teach crap, you know, like just basic arithmetic is so retarded. I can understand it more now, but I don't know.
I made it to the parking lot, so I'm going to say 7-3. You guys enjoy your Fridays. And I'll catch you maybe this afternoon or this weekend, KN4TFW.
I hate it, but I'm going to have to clear out, too. The guys are coming in, so I'm going to have to jump out. You be careful the rest of your trip, Ken. Good to talk to you this morning. Andrew, also. 7-3s, guys. KO4HKX. I'm clear.
All right, Patrick. Y'all have a good one. And hopefully I'll let you later today. 7-3, KO4CF. And I'll be standing by.